This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell says he'll start Carson Wentz at quarterback for a fifth straight game when Minnesota visits the Chargers in L.A. tomorrow night. O'Connell says J.J. McCarthy's ankle still not 100%. Wentz says playing the Chargers will be a challenge.
They do a good job. You know, I was in that division last year, so I got to see them twice. A lot of respect for the way they do things, honestly. They make it tough. You know, they don't do anything crazy, you know, but what they do really sound. They have good players, and they mix it up just enough to make it, you know, complicated at times. And so it's a fast defense. They fly around. They're pretty assignment sound. They mix up, you know, the personnel on the back end quite a bit. So it's going to be a good challenge.
Tomorrow night's kick is 7:15. The Wolves open the NBA season tonight, and Naz Reid's ready to lead the top unit off the bench once again.
For maybe the first couple of minutes, I'll probably be in with the younger guys. So I got to kind of, you know, quarterback and, you know, obviously help those guys out where I become the vet in some of those situations. And then you know, trying to, you know, get the ball moving side to side and score the ball. Those are some of the similarities I think will be to last year. But I think being a huge, you know, vet presence with the second group, you know, like I said, I got a lot of younger guys.
Minnesota visits Portland to take on the Blazers tonight at 9. The Wild are back on the ice. They're in New Jersey tonight at 6. Women's hockey, Golden Gopher head coach Brad Frost is not thrilled with the WCHA's decision to suspend one of his players after a post-game fight last weekend against Ohio State.
You know, now we're down a couple players here on Friday, but my perspective is a little different than the league's in regards to that, but they made that decision, and there's nothing we can really do about it.
Frost says he spoke with league officials.
They went through their process, and I fought for our players and made my case and our case, but it's the way it is.
Minnesota will be without two players for Friday night's game due to that melee against the Buckeyes. This is MNN Sports.